With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for a second time. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Describing Trump's political rebirth as unparalleled in American history, Time Magazine selected the president-elect as its Person of the Year for 2024. It chronicled Trump's first term ending in disgrace, his crime conviction, and his comeback election victory. The magazine said he has realigned American politics, remaking the GOP, and leaving Democrats reckoning with what went awry. Trump was also named Person of the Year in 2016. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a U.S. senator is calling for mysterious drones spotted flying over sensitive areas in New Jersey to be shot down if necessary. The drones have also been seen over other parts of the Mid-Atlantic region. It remains unclear who owns them. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says Americans urgently need some intelligence analysis on this issue. The FBI asking residents for any information. President Biden commuting hundreds of sentences and issuing more than three dozen pardons in the waning days of his administration.
In an early morning announcement, President Biden is pardoning 39 people convicted of nonviolent crimes and commuting the sentences of nearly 1,500 who were released to home confinement during the pandemic. The White House says it's the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. Biden also says he'll be taking more steps in the next 5.5 weeks before the Trump administration takes over. In a statement, the president says America was built on the promise of possibility and second chances, and that he has the great privilege of extending mercy to people who've demonstrated remorse and rehabilitation. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Dow dropping 161 points. This is SRN News. A New Jersey megachurch packs a lot of meals. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
1.2 million, in fact. The congregation of the non-denominational Liquid Church, which has campuses around the state, has put together those care packages for distribution to poor families overseas at Christmas. 6,000 volunteers did the work of putting together the meals, which will be delivered by the group Rise Against Hunger. People in Zambia will be the primary recipients. Zambia is one of the poorest nations on earth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy has signed a law to prohibit book bans in the state and enshrine protections against civil and criminal charges for librarians. New Jersey becomes the latest Democrat-led state to enact a law designed to keep parents from removing pornographic material from the children's section of their school library or public library. Illinois and Minnesota have already done so. This is SRN News. Republicans hoping to defeat legislation that would bring an end for rebates for pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, when they succeed at forcing Big Pharma to lower its prices.
Former Senator Pat Toomey says it all begins when drug companies decide what they plan to charge.
They are often called list prices.
Toomey says that's when the PBMs start to negotiate for the best rebates they can get for their customers.
Pharmacy benefit managers get a small percentage of that rebate.
And not surprisingly,
Big Pharma hates this.
Toomey says the big drug companies are hoping to raise consumer prices by ending the rebates that double as a performance bonus for the benefit manager.
Performance in this case being measured as the amount of savings they achieve for their clients.
Former Senator Pat Toomey was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Colorado Buffalo two-way standout Travis Hunter, the AP College Football Player of the Year. Hunter helped the 20th-ranked Buffaloes to a 9-3 record and an appearance in the Alamo Bowl. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.